On University of Richmond Week, our national parks face many threats. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Nash, visiting senior research scholar, says not all the threats are natural.
The Trump administration's proposed series of budget cuts to the national park system really spotlights how vulnerable they are. In fact, the parks and all public lands, including national monuments, national forests, wildlife refuges, and wilderness areas, they all face broad threats. Aggressive and well-financed private industries often push wildlife populations off their habitats on public lands. This administration has accelerated logging on national forests by 30% and tripled oil and gas leases on other federal lands. Overall, President Trump has executed the largest rollback of federal land protection in the nation's history. But the broadest threat is climate change. And in effect, many national parks' climates will move 200 or 300 miles south during this century. By 2100, Grand Canyon and Yosemite National Parks may be as hot as the climate now is along the Mexican border. The climate in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, that's the most popular in this system, may slide nearly to Florida. Glaciers are already disappearing from Glacier National Park. Giant sequoia trees from Sequoia National Park in California. And rising seas are starting to inundate dozens of coastal national parks, from Florida's Dry Tortugas to Alaska's Bering Land Bridge. Meanwhile, climate change ratchets up. Scientists have plans to make it easier for at least some species to migrate to cooler habitats on parks and public lands. But they warn that if those lands are used for drilling, mining, logging, and commercial development, they can't function as survival corridors for wild species.
That was Stephen Nash of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.